because in their appraisal of the 4.2 million, the land, all the land's involved in it.
No, the 4.1 million does not have all the land. It's just got that small section in the middle of the hotel.
If I use just the building, it's at $43 a square foot.
Well, maybe. I know. Yeah. They got kind of a, sounds like they got a steal in the theater. So what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So. But they are looking for a downward departure. We agree that the cost analysis is not, you know, with the theaters is probably not. Nobody's building theaters right now. I think it's, if you got an appraisal for 4.1 on the hotel, we understand what you paid for the theater, but that's the largest chunk there. I mean, that's a, I think we're kind of having a hard time getting down as much as you're wanting.
If you'd like to know more about the theater, I can pass my client in.
We actually accidentally called him before, so he may be expecting your call, so go ahead.
Okay.
What did this...
I mean, Trimble's assessment of the theater was $2
million. Mm-hmm.
That sounds a little more...
We need to be able to look at these values. We don't have any idea yet.
She wasn't able to get them. She's still working.
She said 9 in the morning.
Okay.
Jennifer, are you there? Okay, she's getting her client in. We got a client on the line, but are you asking us to table?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got tomorrow, and we're trying not to be here much more than tomorrow, although it's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
Till Wednesday morning, maybe.
Yeah.
We could do Wednesday at 10. In the meantime, hopefully you can get them resolved, and we can just do a motion and
we can do tomorrow. I'll be here. I'm sending somebody in my place.
Okay.
No, I can't make it Wednesday at 10.
Can you do
it? I can't make it Wednesday at 10.
Okay. Can you?
Tomorrow at 1.
Could you do tomorrow afternoon?
As long as we get the information.
I'm sure they will.
Hi, this is Jennifer Hardy. I'm back now with Jeff Williams.
Okay, Jennifer, I apologize. Can you hold on just 1 second? We're trying to table something on something else.
Sure.
I can't imagine this morning a few hours working on it.
I'll have to attend by phone. I'm going to be in Ozark County for a preliminary hearing.
Okay.
Is music too loud?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
If we hear banjos, Bob, we're going to send somebody. But,
I appreciate that.
We'll wait a little bit, but... No, sometime tomorrow afternoon, the later the better for you?
Yes.
Okay. You just want to patch him in? Okay. Or however you guys want to. Because I don't want you to have to sit here, certainly. If you guys get into agreement, then just, if you want to email me for all I care, Bob, we can make the motion. Okay?
All right.
All right, we'll move to table. What BOE those? Anyway, we'll get the numbers together. Oh, there's like 16 of them. Is that right? We'll table that to tomorrow.
We should have a list of 100.
Tomorrow at 3. Okay. We'll get it tabled.
So I got to sort through all.
We'll get it tabled and hopefully get you resolved. Okay.
I have a couple others for somebody else.
Okay.
And I just haven't heard.
Okay. Just hold on for a second for us to get through this one then. All right, Jennifer. We're back and we're gonna. The question for your client, I think, is while we understand that the cost approach for the theater is probably high, certainly we've done other motels and theaters here, I think we're having a little bit of a hard time because that's the largest parcel and you guys are valuing it at $1 million. And I understand that the way they parsed it out on the closing sheet, it says like 889 or 890 or whatever it was on there. But we're having a little hard time getting down to that value, given that the hotel was just appraised for 4.1. Can you explain that difference or why you think it's worth only a million?
Well, we only paid 4.9 for everything. So why would it be worth more than that? And it appraised for that amount. I couldn't get a bank to loan me the money on more than what you're asking for, so I don't understand. I mean, I've got an appraisal, I've got an evaluation, and I've got a sale.
Now, the appraisal on the hotel portion, we're fine with. We're just looking at the larger parcel, which was the theater, and I think you're also in front of the State Tax Commission right now for the 23, which was, I think, substantially more. But I'm just asking why is the theater so much less valuable than, say, the hotel in this situation?
Well, the first thing is there was about four of them for sale in the city, and one of them's closed down since then, I believe, and the other one right now is for sale for $1.2 million, which is not much bigger than ours, or not much smaller than ours. So the theaters by themselves, they're tough.
Okay.
They're tough to make money. They're tough to their cash flow. They're tough to get loans on.
Okay, so you think it's worth a million because that's about all you can get for it.
Exactly. I mean, a property value could never be assessed more money against us than what we could sell it for. I mean, that's the way we've always appealed, is either the appraisals or the sale.
I understand, but understand when we're looking at this, and there's been two appeals, 21 and now 23, which is still pending. And there was a decision, I think, that came down in the 21 case, but it hasn't. We don't have that in front of us right at the moment. And then it got chopped up into three pieces.
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to get our, you know, when we look, if you look at it on a map, this is the largest parcel, and the hotel is at 4.1, which you just had an appraisal on. And this one's going for less than a million, which is the largest parcel. So that's the question we're asking.
And I totally get it, but the parcel side of it is not the hotel. The reason it went up so much is because of the rooms. I mean, it's 155 rooms. So
gotcha.
And the reason they appraised it wouldn't appraise that when we bought it because I put over $1 million in it. So that's the reason the appraisal's at four now.
Gotcha.
So I mean, this thing wasn't worth any more than we paid for it. I promise you. Now, we're trying to get it back up, but I'm telling you, it's a tough sell.
That's actually from 21, but he parsed it out.
23.
He wrote the letter in 23, breaking it down into the two.
Okay.
So
was that from Hyatt?
No, it was from Trimble. It was what the assessor had done from Trimble. They paid for an assessment when they were defending the
21
case, but you weren't involved at that point. But
I mean, I don't. The reason I don't have a problem with the hotel at four, and because I've got an appraisal on it, and now if I hadn't put that much money in it yet, I promise you, I would have been appealing that one too, because the whole thing we bought, and it was what 23.
Yeah.
And not only had 50% of that.
Okay.
Anyway, and then we took the other person out. And maybe cost us nothing to take him out.
All right.
That tells you how hard this thing is.
All right. We're on BOE 402. I'm going to make a motion to approve the change in valuation to $1 million.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, guys. You convinced us. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. And if you want to appeal it to the State Tax Commission, you can. But given that we've done what you ask, I'm assuming that's probably not the case. We appreciate you owning in Taney County. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Do we need to make a motion for 181?
Yes.
Yes.
We haven't done it yet?
No.
Oh, I thought we already did. As to BOE 181, make a motion. We reduce the appraised value down to $4,100,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Okay.
Was that the right number?
I'm sorry.
Which
That was 181.
Yeah, 181, 4.1.
181 was the hotel. He had already dropped a bunch of money in it. It appraised out. They gave us an appraisal. We did that.
And you're okay with that.
And then the other one, which is 402, which is the theater, we reduced substantially just because.
To 1 million, okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought you said a different number for the $1 million. I thought you said 181.
Bob, what else do you have?
I just have the two Carole properties.
The what?
Their name is Carole, K-O-R-O-L.
Are these nightly rentals?
No. One's a vacant lot on Peaceful Drive, and the other one's a vacant lot on Shepherd Hills. Mm-hmm.
You say with a C?
With a K.
With a K.
615, 617.
Page 12 at the top.
Okay. Okay, Bob, 615 looks like it's 2406 Shepherd of the Hills. Did you say that's vacant or not?
It's vacant, yeah.
Where is that? Is it wooded? Where is it located, roughly?
It's on the...
Oh, it's on Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. Okay.
Yeah, it's in front of Treasure Island.
The front of Treasure Island.
It's, I guess, on the IHOP side of Roark Creek, but not by much on the right-hand side of the road. If you take a left up Roark Creek on the Shepherd of the Hills, it'll be on your right side in front of Treasure Island or whatever it's called.
Okay, how many acres?
I got to go to it.
3.9. 3.9, does that sound right?
Sounds right. But... I mean, it's kind of shaped in a way that's different than the properties around it that are valued. If you look at it, it's kind of a thin...
It's right up here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You kind of get to the back, and then it kind of... There's a lot of acreage back there, but it's
what's
not
that?
All on
what's running through the back there? Is that utility, road? What is that?
That's some kind of end of a road up at Treasure Island, I would say.
That? I think that's utility.
Looks like car tracks from the aerial view, but of course it's much wider than that.
It's power lines, if you zoom in.
Probably power lines.
So there's power lines running through it as well.
But it's the same diameter as the three or four that are to the right of it.
What's it classified? Is it residential? Is it?
I wasn't
ag. What is it?
It was commercial. I wasn't appealing the classification.
Okay, it's commercial in that area. Okay, and so you're appealing value.
Yes. You know, when you say it's the same diameter, I don't know that it's a diameter, but
I don't. Did I say
width,
diameter?
No, the width. When you look at the lots, they're kind of the same.
Well,
on the front part.
On the front part. Yeah,
on the front part, access. They are. The other lots don't widen out at the back. So if you're going by square footage, a lot of their square footage is not as usable.
Right.
Does it? In the back part there, is that a ravine? Is it? What is it?
Well, there are power lines that go through there, evidently, and it's not flat. It.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was a hill or what it was. I assume it goes down and back up over on the other side there.
Yes. I'd say it's a ravine.
It looks like a road. Maybe not.
Well, I think I see the lines.
No, it's power lines. If you zoom in, it's power lines.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I zoomed in on it. There you can see them.
Is it for sale, Bob? Do you know?
I believe it is. It may be. I don't know. I mean, I think they're willing to sell it.
Okay.
They don't have that many properties. They just have a few.
Are they willing to sell it for $1.798? Or do you know what they're trying to sell for?
Well, I don't think they're... It's,
you're not required to tell us. I'm just asking.
I don't know that it's for sale, but everything's for sale, right?
Gotcha.